Hello everybody, welcome back to the UC show. Today we have myself, Uchenna.
And I'm Chewe.
And we have a very special guest here with us today. Please introduce yourself.
Clap for me.
Thank you very much.
Come on.
Hi everyone, my name is Tori. I'm Uchenna's sister and I'm going to be a guest star today.
Yes. So, today, this episode is an anime episode. And
what, anime only?
No, this. Remember, we're going to do it in
segments. Okay.
So this episode is an anime episode, and mine, I have chosen a controversial, not an anime, but it's a cartoon, so I've chosen Archer.
How dare you? Okay. The sanctity, the audacity.
I said what I said, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
At least you had a disclaimer.
Uh-huh. Just letting y'all know, I know it ain't anime, but I like it, and it's cartoon.
Okay, mine is High Rise Invasion by Netflix.
And
High Rise Invasion, never heard of that.
That's on Netflix, it's been everywhere. Literally.
Okay. I've heard Prime have been doing quite a lot of cartoons, but I haven't had time.
No, this is an actual anime.
Anime.
Is it in Japan?
It's Japanese.
Netflix hired someone in Japan to produce it for them.
See, it's kind of like the New York one?
Neo Tokyo?
Something like that.
It's something like that, but this company produces anime in Japan anyway. They produce anime, I can't say the franchise, but they produce other animes.
Like quite big ones?
Yeah, big ones that aren't for Netflix. But Netflix hired them for this
specific, one.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I will be covering... it's not controversial. I don't think it's controversial. It's a simple anime called The Saga of Tanya the Evil.
Never heard of that one.
So it's like this old man stuck.
Why?
I am so sorry.
It's not your story.
I've been doing this sometimes. I'm so sorry.
But the thing is, I'll tell you why I decided to pick it. So I was at a loss. I'd watched so many animes. I was in, you know, that state where you're like, oh, I can't be asked to watch another this or another that. I just want to watch something simple, short, straightforward. And that was how I found Tanya, Saga of Tanya the Evil. A friend of mine told me about it on Twitter.
Who?
You don't know.
Okay.
He was my classmate from secondary school. And he's like, if you're super religious...
Then I'm likely to know.
You wouldn't... If you're super religious, you wouldn't like it. I was like, I don't mind at this point. I just need something to watch. So that's how I got into watching it.
Okay.
All right. So, who's going to start? You start.
Me start. Okay, I actually read what Netflix has put down for the intro of it. It says, transported into another skyscraper, Yuri desperately tries to evade a masked killer, but her escape routes are few. So, basically, High Rise Invasion is a mixture of, like, what's it called? Mirai Nikki, Future Diaries. And another anime I've watched. So it's basically this utopia. They're trying to gain, become god of the world. And they're wronged it in. So they're trying...
No game, no life?
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sort of. But the game is their life.
Wait, I didn't know that they were trying to become god, though.
They are trying to become god.
Well, I'm only on episode 2, so...
Okay, then, spoiler alert, they're trying to become god.
No, it's okay.
Is God, like, a title, or, like,
God is a position? God is both a title and a position. So they're trying to... It's a survival game.
Right.
Like, Mirai and Nikki, it's a survival game. So the person who's the last person standing becomes God. Both God of that realm and God of the actual world they came from.
The world.
So say like me, you and Tana were in a room.
Competition, yeah.
Only you and Tana got put into this realm. So you and Tana will be in a competition to become God.
Of that realm.
Yeah. But if Tana dies, and you're last one standing, you'll be God.
Yeah.
Both of that realm you're in, and the world you came from.
Oh. So the world you're coming from, don't they have their own God?
They don't know what's happening in the other realm. It's completely separate.
Brother and sister.
Oh, can we get straight to the point, man? You keep jumping shit.
So that's so basically, yeah, it's like Mira and Nikki are trying to become god of the realm so they can control that world and the world that came from.
Mm-hmm.
So some people who transport into this world become characters who are trying to weed out the weak people. So they don't have recollections of the past lives. They can't control themselves. The mask they have controls them. And it's like, okay, we're going to try and weed out people who are too weak to become gods, so you have to try and kill them. So it's literally survival of the fittest. It's fantastic. I recommend.
I hope they don't do no, what's the name of that Catching Fire shit? Where they're like, ooh, we'll eat these berries and kill ourselves and nobody's going to be the winner.
What? That's, it's not called Catching Fire.
Yeah, you know what
Hunger
I mean?
Games.
Hunger Games, yeah.
No, and I do think like about
someone
that.
Someone becomes God and they don't know.
No, they you have don't... to because the mask controls people. If you have the mask on, the mask either gives you power.
Yeah, I'm saying like it, eventually when it comes down to two people.
Other two people. No, because it won't come down to that.
They have to choose one.
Yeah, they like have to choose one because the mask, the people, there's three masks you have.
Yeah, so they literally continue the game until there's one person
left. Until, because the mask controls, there's a mask that gives you powers. A mask that makes people caregivers, so they bring the people food and water and stuff.
Yeah.
And a mask that controls people to try and kill people who are too weak. So even if there's two people standing and don't want to kill each other, the mask will force you.
Oh.
The people who are controlled to kill people will force them to fight until there's only one of them standing.
Which is those people who don't have masks.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Oh, damn.
So regardless of whether you want to fight or not. It's either you die or you fight for your life.
Oi.
It was fantastic. Oh. The first few episodes freaked me out. I was like, the fuck is happening here? The fuck? As the more I watched, I was like, mate, this is fucking amazing. I loved it.
And then what other... Were there hard decisions that had to be made?
There was, actually. So you know there's two characters with a brother and sister.
Yeah.
And then the girl has a friend that she makes, a close friend.
Is it the girl?
Yeah, so her brother called her, and she didn't trust the girl because he didn't know her yet.
Mm.
She's like, this girl, her disclaimer, she got a mask. It was a faulty mask. We didn't know that at the time. But she put the mask on and gave her superpowers. And she was like, her brother was like, you need to kill her before the mask starts taking control of her. Because the mask that she had controls people to kill people.
Wait, it controls other people. So that was a power that they
should have. No. When she puts it on,
yeah.
The mask will control her brain and her mask tells her to kill people.
Yeah.
As to weed people who are weak out. Her brother told her, you need to kill your friend before the mask takes control of her brain.
So now, you know her brother, right?
Yeah.
He then kind of starts to... not do what the mask tells him to do, right?
No, the brother's not being controlled.
He's not being controlled? No, but he has a mask, though.
No, the brother doesn't have a mask.
Really?
No, the brother doesn't have a mask. The sister had a mask, but the mask gives her powers, not control. As I said, there's three types of masks. One that gives you powers, one that makes you a caregiver, brings you food, and one that's to make you kill people, to weed out the weak. So the mask the sister got just gave her powers. And after she got the powers, the mask disappeared. It doesn't control her.
Okay. So what would you compare it to get people to watch it or not watch it?
As I said, Mirror Nikki. If you watch Mirror Nikki, you'll like this. It's a dystopia that makes you think about the morality of your actions and the consequences
of it.
Not only just for your personal survival, but your personal sanity.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay, alright.
Because, obviously, killing someone is a difficult decision. Yeah. But then when you put in a decision where, like, if I don't kill you...
your life or mine.
Or my life, you're definitely questioning. Not just your morality, just your sanity of life.
Yeah. You lot, the both of you, I feel like you've just picked really, really deep, like, emotional, like...
Mine isn't mad emotional.
Decisions that you have to make...
It's not much.
But they had to make real mad decisions in that anime. Oh, I swear I watched it with you. Oh, okay.
Okay, so mine is about Tanya. It's kind of like a isekai, except, so, like, there's this salary man in modern-day Japan. He's very much one of those people that's like...
Sorry to interrupt you there. Are you done with yours?
I don't have anything else. If you're going to, if I find something it's relatable, I'll go on back.
Okay. Yes, please. Sorry.
That's fine. So it's this salary man who is one of these believers, like, the company is the ultimate. You know, if you do your job, the company pays you. If you do well, they reward you more. If you're a shit walker, then you should get fired. So he's in charge of going to the different branches and, like, firing people. Like, that's his job. And he enjoys it because he believes, he believes, you know, you should trim the fat and get rid of useless people, right? That's the way his mindset is.
Sounds like you.
But he's like, he's not even like.
You love power.
Yeah, but she's nice about it.
I know.
This is someone that's not nice about
it. I love power, yes, but I am nice about it. I hope. I need to ask my colleagues, but I
hope. Uchenna, you love exercising your authority.
Yes, I do, but I'm not like, I don't put it in your face. Like, I make sure that you are okay with the task that you've been given. Always. You should see my management style, bro. We're like friends, and like, I'm begging you to do something for me, but you can't say no because you know that, you know,
I have, you have to do it.
Yeah, but I'm nice about it.
Okay, anyway, so he's leaving this specific branch where he's just gotten rid of someone, and the person didn't take it very well. So he's on the train platform. All of a sudden, the train's coming, someone hits him, right? So he dies.
Naturally.
But, yeah, exactly. That's why I've got the gesture. He dies. But then as he dies, he comes across this... being X, who is like God.
Okay.
That's like, you know, you just live your life the way you want to. You don't believe in anything. You only believe in what you believe in, which in this case, salary. Himself. He believes in himself. He believes in money. He believes in the company. But doesn't believe in, you know, these hopes, dreams, and all this nonsense.
Mm.
It's like, it's all bullshit, right?
Look, I am not like him. I have dreams and hopes and ambitions.
He's ambitious. He's ambitious. No, but it's just...
I'm just
he's joking. The one that got fired, not the one in excess of authority.
No, the one with the authority got pushed.
Oh.
Yeah, so he died. And so as the God decided as a way to teach him a lesson, he was going to bring him back as an orphan into... a world that's kind of like the First World War with Germany, but he would be on the German side. Imagine that kind of situation. But he would be a girl and he would be poor, not like an woman. Orphan.
I know.
A girl.
Okay. <It's> terrifying.
So, thinking of words, yes. Yeah.
And let me read what he says the promise was. And I think there was this kind of condition, like, so he says, if Tanya either does not die a natural death or refuses to have faith in God, the God in the story, her soul would leave the cycle of reincarnation and be sent to hell for all the sins that she's committed in her previous life.
Damn.
So she has to survive whichever way happens, whatever happens to her, she has to survive. He kind of put her in a situation where she has to be desperate to ask God for help. But now this man has now become Tanya. He's so angry. Like, you know, how can you imagine that you can control me? That kind of situation. So he, as a girl, before even clocking 10, he joins the military. Or Tanya joins the military and becomes a... Would I say general? She kind of goes through the rank really quickly. Oh. She's really strict. She's like a genius in the world in terms of like fighting power or this kind of thing. And then they developed this weapon that they've been struggling to develop for so long. But somehow this god gives the scientists inspiration to be able to create the weapon properly. So they create the weapon, and Tanya is one of the first people to be able to use it. So she's basically thrust in the front lines of military, of the military, of the fighting and everything. So it's one of those situations where most people would be like, before you go to war, you're like, Jesus, Lord, Heaven, Mary, everybody help me. But she never does that. She's always like, right, she's going to take her team. She's like, right, we're going to go and bombard XYZ. We have to destroy this warehouse, whatever. She's very, very motivational in that sense. And she did struggle to get people to accept her because she was like 11. And she was bossing a lot of like older men and stuff. But yeah, it's very interesting because he makes you question. I mean, for me, it didn't make me question God. It was just whatever power, higher power in that world seemed quite cruel as a way of teaching you a lesson to make you believe in it.
And
just
the current one doesn't.
Uche, see, that's not what this that's not what this podcast is about.
I'm saying, you can see the parallels of that world and our world.
Because, yeah, but this one, it kind of has, like, magic. Because some of the...
The Bible says, oh my God goodness. Hardens the heart of Pharaoh. I'm sorry, I know that's not what this is. Okay, let's keep going. I will blip this entire thing out. Sorry, keep talking. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, keep going.
But yeah, that's what the story is about. Because you've just thrown me off now, and I feel like just...
Yeah, sorry. I know.
It's very interesting when you watch it. It's very
So what kind of anime can you like compare it to?
Sasageyo, Sasageyo. But those ones are fighting with.
That's a different
time. I know. Yeah. I'm confused. Like, how are you?
You know, the reason why I'm comparing it to is just because it's like quite Germanic. Like,
oh, she's like a military style thing.
Yeah, and they have these crazy weapons where, but for them, they fly in the air.
Mm. Like, do they also have the allegiance to the race thingy? Like, really?
I mean, they're soldiers. They will always have allegiance to soldiers. Yeah, they're soldiers, though.
Okay.
But the weird thing, the good thing about it is you see a lot of, like, battle strategies, which is very interesting, how they approach destroying their enemies. But then in the end, there was a trick. There was a plot twist. So Tanya is like, let's just fight this war and finish so we can all go home. Right? So when it was kind of like a Trojan horse. Like when you think everything is all well and good and everything, these other people strike back. So they had to go back to war. Yeah. Meanwhile, her whole point was let's finish the war and go home. But this god tries to keep her in constant danger.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is what makes me think. I know it's not about anime, it's not about gender, but it makes me think like how he went for a man to a girl, and that was a
person. Yeah, but that was
no, let that sink in. He went from being a man to a girl as a punishment.
Yeah, I know.
The punishment was being a girl.
Yeah. Because that's the point. He put her in a powerless position.
And the powerless position is a female child.
In the 1920s, yes.
That is cruel. That is
wrong. In the 1920s, it is.
Damn. That's just how it's a set.
And like a little, and she was so poor as well.
In the world, yeah.
And she was so poor as well. So yeah, that was the punishment.
You know what? I bet that character would have said. That character would have said, "Well, now I'm a general of so and so and so. So all these other girls, why aren't they doing that? Because they're fucking girls. You're a grown ass man and just in the body of a female."
And he's been reincarnated, so he has previous knowledge.
Yeah.
So you have previous knowledge of what's going to happen.
No, he doesn't know what's going to happen.
But no, he's lived his life before. So he knows how to communicate.
Approach life.
He knows how to communicate. He knows how to talk to people. It's not like he's learning from the beginning.
Oh my god. I will tell you.
It was definitely an experience seeing him navigate the world as a girl. Because I guess he's one of these, like, men's club people. So he knew how to talk to men. But obviously, yeah, coming from a girl, people would feel threatened by it and things like that.
Is there, so does this also bring, like, an issue to the whole gender bender thing that, like, animes do lately? But they've always been doing that.
I think gender bender.
This one isn't gender a gender bender. This is a...
No, it is a gender bender.
Is it?
A gender bender is...
But this is kind of like an isekai more.
It's an isekai and plus a gender bender. A gender bender would be a man pretending to be a woman or a woman pretending to be a man.
Mm.
But in this case, it just transformed into not pretending. Yeah.
Transmigrated, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my anime is my cartoon.
Archer. You said you were going to tell us why you picked Archer.
Why I picked Archer.
Yeah, because Archer is not an anime.
So I'm currently re-watching Archer. And I
For the 15 millionth time.
Wow, I love it so much. And also recently, one of the voice actors, she passed away. So
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Mary Archer. I don't know why I did that. But okay. So I love this because it's a chaotic show. It's, and I think it's kind of perfect. It addresses a lot of the things like racism and
mommy issues,
exactly, girlfriend issues,
dependency.
Yes.
A man that refuses to
alcoholism. It just jumbles all over.
Racism because of the scientists.
It jumbles all of these into like some chaotic, comedic bomb of a show. And
boom.
It's just amazing. And like it's so smart, yet so stupid. Because they have things like phrasing. So if you say, oh, I'm coming, they're like, phrasing. And you just laugh because it's just so stupid. And it's like, why am I laughing at this? This is like, this is the dumbest thing ever. But then you have the character, like the main character, Archer, just explain to you the reason why there was a war in China, or like the reason why the whole tribe of people do something. And you're like, in the same show, like in the same show that they're laughing about coming, and you're learning something about,
like, is it like real life? Is it related to real life? Because I don't think it is.
No, it's completely not. But they do have some real life.
You forgot moments to mention that Archer is like American James Bond, but like a private.
The info on Netflix is, let me find that. Suave, sophisticated.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, that's funny.
Suave. He's not sophisticated.
He is. He wears a suit and
no.
He drinks whiskey with ice.
He's still my boyfriend. That's you're not calling him sophisticated.
Excuse me. Ew.
Angus.
Literally. Okay, basically, the first episode starts with him being tortured as a practice because his mum has put him in the situation where he thinks that he's been trapped by a Russian something, and they're trying to get information from him, and he's just there chilling. So also he tells everybody he meets that he's the greatest spy ever, which is a complete contradiction of what a spy is meant to be. And then there's the other people that work at the company, like Pam, Lana, which Lana is my favorite.
Like, in a way, it's kind of like James Bond meets The Office.
Oh my god, exactly.
Does Archer have a surname?
Exactly. Huh?
Does Archer have a surname?
That is
Archer his is his surname. Name.
Yeah, his first name is Sterling. Sterling Mallory Archer. That's what the woman says.
Yeah, because her name's Mallory.
And
Mallory. Yeah, just put her name in his name. Sterling Mallory Archer.
So that's basically it. It's just the funny thing is, each character, they remember every single thing that's happened in the past, but they don't learn from it. like every single episode, everything that's happened in their life, it has made them, but to them, there's no consequences. It's like, it doesn't exist. So Archer, he's exposed himself to radiation, 150 times.
I think the person who learned is Lana.
She seems a bit sensible. But I do wonder why she keeps dating Acha.
Exactly. You would assume. Because
she loves him as an idiot.
But exactly. And she's gone and had a baby for him. Spoiler alert.
I know.
But they're not together. She's very dependent by herself.
Yeah.
She doesn't rely.
And also, she didn't even have a baby with him. It wasn't like she got pregnant by mistake. She intentionally had sex. Archer's child.
Why?
Yeah, she got like IVF or something.
Why?
Because he was dying. And like Mallory convinced her to do it because she was really drunk and she was having an existential crisis or something. Mm. And Mallory was
I was going to say, of everybody, she would pick Sterling to be her baby daddy.
Really? Figures? Who else would she pick?
You mean...
I mean, some random bloke, maybe.
There's some other... Remember, there's some times other...
To be honest, the other spy agents...
That's what I was going to say, the other spy agents...
That she was fucking on the side.
Wasn't he blonde or something?
Yeah, the one guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you've definitely not watched Archer. He became a psychotic cyborg.
Yeah, what I'm saying...
Barry!
No. But I'm saying, before that... That was an option.
Yeah. Well, no, not really. Because she didn't have the child until after he became a psychotic cyborg.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm saying that if
But at that point, she wasn't thinking of having a baby.
Yeah, fair enough. But she did have the option. If she wanted to settle down, or she
didn't,
thought
but
about...
at that point, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
Exactly.
Seems like we're arguing about characters that aren't even real.
I said it's real, remember when I said it? I was like, we create stories from these people's lives as if they are real things, but it's not, it's fake.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I feel like I do that more with anime than TV shows or movies. Because, you know, sometimes you can argue about certain characters in movies and whatever, but it's not like with anime, because you tend to fill your head with things. From the anime.
But true, but there's some characters that actors that act their characters so well that you can't differentiate
if it's
real or not. Because remember you told me about the Game of Thrones actor, the guy who was Arya Stark's sister's husband-in-law.
Arya Stark's
sister.
Brother-in-law.
Yeah, I mean remember.
Not Sansa's brother-in-law.
Yeah, is it Sansa?
Yeah, Sansa is
the one that was a dick who used to shoot her.
Oh, Ramsay.
Oh, Ramsay.
Not Ramsay. Oh. The blonde one.
Oh, yeah. Joffrey.
Yeah, he acted his character so well. People were harassing him.
Yeah, but do you know? I think he should go back to acting and act in a different
role. But what I'm saying is that people sometimes can't differentiate the character from the actor. They think they play the character so well. It's hard for
them. People don't understand that it's not real.
Yeah,
or it's hard for them to accept that.
It's also hard for them to separate it into like, or you're just acting. That's your job.
Yeah, but I think my argument about that was that when people see the hashtag fake realness or
no, I'm not saying that we should go back to the name. I'm just saying like, in regards to what you said, that we find people do find it hard to differentiate.
That is true. That is true. Well, that's their problem. And their inability to separate what's real from what's not real. And I understand that it's hard sometimes, but... That doesn't mean we should go meet someone and...
Start harassing them
in person. Like, that's just...
We used to have that in Nigeria as well.
People start harassing you in public.
Yeah, especially for, like, very popular soap operas. They would harass them, yeah. And there's some actors that are known by the name of their popular character. So if you acted and your character had a catchy name,
people would call you by that name,
yeah. Especially like Yoruba and Nollywood.
Who though?
There's like Baba This, Baba That, Baba Sue. Okay, I don't know
That literally just came to my head. Okay, so going back to Archer, I just think that because it's funny and you do learn things from it that you don't expect.
Such as
you can die by alligators more than sharks.
If you live in Louisiana, then okay, maybe.
Because Archer's, one of his craziest phrase apart from having an aneurysm is being eaten alive by an alligator. Or a you know all of them things, alligator, crocodile, and the other one. He knows all of them. He knows where they are. If one's in Asia, he knows the type. If one is just in Australia, he knows that. It's mad. Yeah, so you find out about things like that.
That's because it's his fear, obviously. Yeah. If it wasn't his fear, he wouldn't
even care about it. Very detailed. He really would not. Not even radiation. A fucking idiot. So yeah, that's kind of Archer in a hole. It's just chaotic and it's great and it's funny. And I think if you want to have like a laugh, if you want to have something like just playing in the background that you're not really paying attention to, but
yeah, and you can join that whatever episode as well.
Exactly. And then have to like
chronologically. Saki K. Exactly. It's kind of like an American Saki K. This is Asher's life of Saki K.
Yeah, but Saki K is, I don't know, I find Saki K quite boring.
Do you?
Yeah. I think it's maybe because I don't get it and I joined like midway while you were watching.
It's also the same thing with you and Gintama. You don't get Gintama.
Oh my god, I don't get it. I tried watching it from the beginning.
I've watched it.
And I still don't get it.
It's amazing.
I think I just don't get the jokes when they land and I'm just
like. Do you like One Punch Man?
I do. I enjoy One Punch Man.
Because Saki K and One Punch Man have a very similar style.
Sense of humour.
No, yeah. Style as well.
And sense of humour as well. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're both very satirical.
It's not the same.
And sarcastic.
It's still not the same though, because I feel with One Punch Man is more direct. I don't know. Saki K, it's more in your face. It doesn't click.
So you're like in your face kind of jokes and then subtle kind of jokes.
Yeah. Okay. With Saki K, you have to get it. And then when I get it, like the laugh has gone. You know? Like the laugh has gone.
That's like, oh, the line. Okay. Oh, that's insane.
But which one would you recommend? I feel like I feel like Stanya would still come on top out of both because it's 13 episodes. And it's like 30 minutes, 13 episodes.
Well, you're putting your anime like on top.
Yeah, because it's like bite-sized.
Is that why we put
bite-sized? Yeah.
Mine's 13 episodes too, mate. What are you going to say about that?
Oh, I don't know. Actually, yours is probably easier because mine's on Crunchyroll.
I'm not even in there.
You're disqualified.
You should still watch mine.
How many episodes is
actually? You mean it has seasons?
Yeah, that's true. It's got like 15 seasons, isn't it?
No, not 15.
It's not like up to that.
8 seasons.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, the most recent season, I haven't seen that yet, to be fair. But yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
You guys should tell them the recipe of what you made. No.
We are trademarking this.
Yes, we're trademarking it. Yes, we're
going to
sell this.
What if someone else has already made it?
It's unlikely. People don't use wine.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, you've already just said.
I said wine.
Okay. Wine is on the recipe of what they just
made.
Why are you trying to bait us out? Why are you trying to stop our bag?
I'm not. I know.
Any progress yet?
Okay, if you think about your drinks, right? Yeah. What anime would they most likely feature in out of the three that we mentioned?
What is fun and classy?
Archer, 100%.
Fun and classy.
But who would drink it?
Lana. She's fun and classy.
No, I think she would actually drink straight up. The spirit. She'd drink the spirit.
That's Archer. Archer would drink it straight.
They all will. They drink, what do they drink? Alcohol. The thing that you use to clean wounds.
Vodka.
No.
Ethanol.
In the hospital. Yeah, they drink that.
But ethanol is alcohol.
No. Ethanol. Like
yeah.
Ethanol. Not ethanol.
You know, like alcohol rub.
You know, like
the
alcohol.
The pure alcohol.
Yeah. I feel like the percentage is different.
Okay, so when I used to work for in Earthlimbra, I don't want to name the name of the company, we used to buy ethanol to soak our fruits, dried fruits in.
Yeah.
But like, it was just called ethanol. So I think
it's... Yeah, but you're not meant to drink it.
Yeah, but this is edible fruit. Yeah,
it dries it out faster, that's why.
No, it keeps it juicy.
Really?
Yeah, I think we put in something and then
but
put it in.
But I feel like you're not meant to drink ethanol, though. Like, the ethanol that you put on wounds and that. They drink that.
No, but you can drink it. You can drink all most alcohol.
It's not good for you, though, is it?
No, you should drink
if they, alcohol, if they mix something. Do you mean mentholated spirits?
I don't know what it is, but there was an episode where they were going to space and there wasn't alcohol, so they used something in a med kit. Look. And they mixed it with, like, some pureed fruit thing. If it's going to be in anything, it's going to be in that. It's not going to be in your one where they're all killing each other. They don't even have time to drink.
Exactly. And it's weird. And it's weird because...
One character does. He's a psycho, but he has time to drink.
But in yours as well, it feels as if there's nobody controlling anything.
The mass controls. The mass controls things.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I like having people in power looking down and, like, controlling things.
Have you seen what, sorry?
God of High School.
Obviously.
How I've you know that there's like the powers that be.
Have you watched Tower of God?
Sorry, what?
Tower of God.
Yeah, I have.
She's read it.
How? Oh, I read manga
as well. Yeah.
How you find
it? It's a webtoon. I know. It's quite long.
Yeah, that's what stopped me, to be honest. But I've watched like I watched like the YouTubers commenting on the manga.
Okay.
And I
the manga's it's not manga, it's webtoon. It's so much better. Because I feel like when I watched the anime, it just skipped over so many things.
Yeah, yeah, I've read
that. And I was like, excuse me, what reverse?
This is why I can't watch the anime, the anime of God of High School. Because I was like, before that, so many things happened before.
Yeah, like, they just kept, I mean, it makes sense when you watch the anime, but when you've read
the webtoon,
yeah, you just feel
like you're speaking with needs to be committed. You have an anime only or manga only at the end, and then you can go like switch
like,
between.
Unless like you don't mind it, then it's okay because the skip bit. I don't mind when they skip over certain things.
You know, Promise Neverland. I watched the first three episodes and I was like, this is fucking shit. You missed a half of the story already. Three episodes. I was so pissed off. I was like, no, I'm done.
I never read the manga
for... No, but I did read manga for Promised Neverland. Oh, and they've missed things that are key to the plot.
Right. Maybe they'll introduce it later on.
No, but like, they haven't. Like, I watched the interview. I watched YouTubers comment on the whole thing as a whole. I was like, okay, let me just see what...
Yeah,
I
but maybe they'll mention it in season two. So
no, I mean, season two, I watched three episodes of season... Because I watched season one with you.
Season two is not out?
Of Promised Neverland.
Of what?
Promised Neverland.
Oh, no, I've not seen that.
Is season two out?
Yeah, yeah, Promised Neverland season two is out.
I think so, yeah. That was why, there was a day I told you I wanted to watch it, and you're like, yeah. I'm not sure you
know. As I'm saying, first I was like, I couldn't watch it, because I've read the manga now,
yeah,
and I missed so much of what's happening. I couldn't physically watch it, because like, you're missing key things of the story, yeah. And the story doesn't make sense
speaking from that perspective then, for me, it makes no difference whatsoever because I've never seen the anime.
You've not read the manga.
You
so
have
you
to commit. If you're going to be watching manga anime from the start, watch the anime. Don't read the manga until you've finished it. Then you can be like, oh, they messed up because they missed this shit.
You know what's worse, yeah? Because I've been reading a lot of webtoons now. There's this one called The Beginning and the End. I think it's on Tapas or something.
Yeah.
And it has a book.
Oh, there's a book.
There's like a web novel of it. So what I did was I read the webtoon up to where it was at that time, and then I went to find where it was in the book and carried on, and then I went back to the webtoon and realized they skipped so many things, or maybe they just fast forward things, or something that took like three chapters.
But
it's like one.
You know what I like. Sorry to interrupt you there. Webtoons like True Beauty and the Korean live action.
That is completely different story.
Is it?
Oh my god!
Is it?
So I read.
To be honest, I've only watched one episode, so I can't be questioning it.
It's quite good.
I've read it. I've read the
but
webtoon,
when
but
you
I haven't
read
seen
the webtoon, the story is like almost. I'm not saying it's completely different. But it's like, you know when the story is going straight, the TV show is like going zigzaggy in and out.
But they have no excuse for that.
I know!
Because
I think it's just to make things to translate
better.
They
didn't have the full story, and that's what they made Brotherhood after the manga was finished.
Oh, yeah.
But now True Beauty, it's finished.
True Beast is not.
There's enough of the story to be out there for them not to be segueing away. Yeah. But with Full Metal Alchemist, yeah, there wasn't enough for them to finish. They had to make their own ending.
Which one would you pick, though? Brotherhood or...
I prefer Brotherhood because the story is more concise. It makes sense to me. Mm.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Brotherhood because I got scarred by the first one.
No, I...
Traumatised. Traumatised.
I didn't even watch Alchemist.
Brotherhood is really good.
My brother's like, oh, there's no point in watching the first one because it doesn't make sense. Because I didn't read the manga. I've read most of the manga. Mm. And it was like, there's no point in reading the first one because what makes sense since you've read the manga halfway through the manga?
The thing is, I watched the first one before the second one came out.
I watched the first one and just...
I watched the first one.
I watched the second one.
I watched the second one when it came out and I preferred the second one. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's that good. Okay, so let us know, guys, which anime you thought was better and which cartoon you thought was better. Because obviously the cartoon... I'm not competing with anybody, so...
cartoon. It's like completely different realm.
Let us know what animes you guys are enjoying during this time
and rate us 5 stars if you enjoy us.
Oh yes, do that on whatever platform you're listening to this on,
and you can forward it to your friends as well.
And we'll also be releasing the recipe that we've used for our drinks today.
No, we shall not.
But you shall pay for it. But you shall pay for it. That's not the difference. It's not going to be for free. But it's going to be really cheap. So enjoy, guys. And we will see you guys on the next episode.
Bye. I like the way you're like, you raise your hand as if they can see it, like, I'm too cool.